What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. We're going to go right back to the phones here to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, for all these people in the Trump fan club out there expecting justice out of Donald Trump, you got to be kidding yourself. I mean, he appointed Bill Barr. And if you look at Bill Barr and his past, he is a dirty ex-CIA deep stater of the worst sort. You know, he was in on BCCI, Iran-Contra. I think he helped write the moral justification for George Bush Sr. to invade Panama. He really is a dirty, dirty man. Now,
yes.
Do you really expect him to arrest Ghislaine Maxwell? You know, Epstein died under Barr's watch. You know, after all, he runs the federal prisons.
Yes.
The Department of Justice does. You really think, now, where's the, you know, is he working with Interpol right now to find Ghislaine Maxwell and extradite her to the United States, the interrogator? Is that happening out there, fellas? Yes. Hey, all you Trump fans out there, what's Trump doing about that? What's Barr doing about
that? Well, Ghislaine is apparently down in Brazil. And there is an effort to extradite her, but it's being fought out through the courts right now.
And we should also remember, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, he met that Virginia, what's her name, Gwyth, one of the Epstein's girls. He met her right at Mar-a-Lago. The girl used to work for Donald
yes.
Trump. So, you know, happened right yes. under Donald Trump's nose, you know, taking one of his employees like that, you know, the blonde. So, there's a lot of dirty shenanigans going on here. Now, another point is, you know, another person to bring in concerning Epstein, because just because Epstein is dead doesn't mean you can't still hold an investigation. Isn't that right? So
I agree. I absolutely agree.
So why not subpoena or bring Alan Dershowitz into court and have him or into, you know, the police station to see what he has to say about what went on in Epstein Island or on the flights to Lolita Island on the Express. And Bill Barr could do that, right? And
yeah,
I guess Donald Trump can maybe tell him to do it out on the golf course so nobody in the White House will hear him telling the Justice Department what to do. Like I've said, that's the way you're supposed to do it if you really wanted justice. And this is the charade of all this stuff. The hopes, the high hopes of all the Trump supporters. Fellas, he's not going to throw Comey in jail. It's a fantasy. Nothing's going to happen. He didn't arrest or, you know, bring Hillary to justice. He's not going to. He's not going to bring Strzok or McCabe or Horowitz or any of these guys. We're the flavor of the day of corruption. None of them are going to be brought to justice. As a matter of fact, let's look to who has actually gone to jail. Michael Cohen, right? Roger
yes.
Stone, Paul Manafort, right? Flynn might be
yes.
going to jail. And that's it. So the lesson is, you work for Trump, you get a job for Trump, you might end up in jail. So why work for Trump? Let alone, like you were saying before I called, why even vote for Trump if the guy's not going to deliver? Right? When you read off
yes.
part of the list. Here's a little bit more of the list you missed. Trump's didn't promise to not run up the debt. He's run up the debt the same rate as
oh,
Obama.
Oh, boy, has he.
Yep. He promised to do something to overturn Obamacare. There the Republicans had the majority. There they were for 2 years with a Republican president to lower the price of pharmaceuticals. They did nothing. They were there for
yes.
2 years. They could have, to make Mexico pay for the wall. They did nothing. And that's what I'm saying about it. Fellas, he's kicking you in your teeth. Donald Trump thinks you're a bunch of gavones. you followers of Gavon, putting on your MAGA hats, wearing your MAGA hat, he's going to kick you in your teeth again. And you think after he kicks you in your teeth and you come back, can I have another one? You're going to earn his respect all of a sudden? Are you that naive to think that if you come back to vote for him or support him, you're going to somehow earn his respect? And that's what
I'm
saying.
Well, I'm not interested in Trump's respect here, and I wasn't even all that interested in his respect back in 2016. And the only way I'm going to support Trump next year is if Hillary steps back in, because she definitely would be the worst of two evils. If Hillary decides to stay out of this race, then I'm just going to let politics take its course, and Trump can either sink or swim on his own merits.
That's right, because to him, he took us for granted. We're the guys who voted for him. He feels like, just look what he did for Israel this weekend. The weekend before last. It was incredible. You know the remarks? And if you give me a second, I got this line where he says, remember the quote, we have to get the people of our country, of this country, to love Israel more. I have to tell you that. We have to do it. We have to get them to love Israel more, unquote. That is what your president, this dual allegiance president, is saying in public in front of Israel American Council National Summit, which he said 2 weeks ago on Saturday night when nobody's paying attention. And I'm supposed to be so enthusiastic about an American who's acting like a Mossad agent, because that's, to me, what the guy is. He's a Mossad agent. He gets in there, and, man, everything for the Israelis. There he is, hanging out and cavorting with Alan Dershowitz and that other pervert who runs who owns the Patriots, right? Here he is. He's cavorting with those guys and saying, oh, you can't badmouth Israel in any campuses, or you're not going to get federal money. There's that really nationalistic defender of freedoms, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, really, fellas, drop the Kool-Aid, stop the pretenses. He hasn't delivered to you. You're a sucker to him. You're not going to earn his respect walking around with a MAGA hat. You have to walk out. It's only when you're walking away with the votes where all of a sudden will a politician go back into pander mode and try to suck up to you and try to get your vote again and make more phony promises. But after he lied about the last 3 years ago and he lied about everything he said, why should we even trust him now? Forget the guy. Start shopping for a new candidate, fellas. There's other guys out there.
Yep.
Maybe this Jordan guy, right? He seems pretty good, Jim Jordan guy. I like that guy. And there might be other people. Maybe just write in David Duke as a protest vote. But just doing more of the same.
You're free to write me in.
Yeah. And doing more of the same is the definition of insanity. And so being on the Trump train and all the rest, bail on the Trump train. It's an Israeli train. It's the Mossad train. And it's really a takeover of this country. I've never seen anything like it. And let alone this whole play of the one group of Jewish representatives, like remember with the True News of a few weeks ago, and they're going after this. By the way, it's a charade. It's a pantomime. I'm not buying into it. Just because a bunch of lowlifes attacked Trump doesn't make me want to defend Trump. Trump hasn't delivered. Where's the beef?
Yes.
Right? And until I get the beef, and he better do a quick 180 on these policies. You know, let's see him veto a few bills. Maybe. Let's see him extend the wall maybe a little bit. A decent wall that can't be hopped over real easy. Maybe, but otherwise, no, Mr. Trump, you sold out your constituency. I'll take my vote elsewhere, all right? And I hope, and we need millions of us backstabbed Trump supporters back in 2016. We got to be vocal. We got to tell it to Mr. Trump. We got to tell it to other future candidates. Right? And remind people a little more like George Washington, a lot less than David Ben-Gurion, all right? Because this is America, and we're real America firsters. We don't put Israel above American interests. We don't care about foreign countries. We don't want any attachments to other foreign countries. Our president is supposed to serve our interests and deliver to his constituency. And on that note, Donald Trump is a complete failure, people. Let's jump off the Trump train and start shopping for a new candidate. On that note, thank you, Michael.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, Paul, and we're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here and getting on back to immigration. We were talking about how this judge on the Western Texas Federal District Court ruled in favor of El Paso County and Border Network for Human Rights, which is this pro-migration organization. And Briones argued that the president overstepped the mark with his declaration and put a permanent injunction on the use of the money, stopping around $3.6 billion in funding from going to the wall. Now, I hope Trump appeals that, simply because I think it's the judge who overstepped their authority. And again, one of my gripes about President Trump is he's never put on those presidential brass knuckles and gotten down to work. He has proved himself to be a weak, easily manipulated leader. And again, the only way I'll support him next year is if Hillary steps back in. If Hillary doesn't step back in, then I'm sorry, Donald, you're on your own. All right, Jewish activists shut down the Border Patrol headquarters in San Diego, demanding illegals be given free flu vaccines. What did those illegals ever do to you? Apparently, there is a French rapper who has a new song released bragging about the Great Replacement. And this was released by French rapper Yonès, who states in the lyrics, "The great replacement, it's your daughter who likes me, who will make me children." So that's where they're coming from, is come on in and seduce and impregnate the young women of Europe in order to turn Europe into something else here. All righty, we had somebody who already talked about this. 14-year-old child hospitalized after being brutally attacked by multiple students on a school bus over a Trump hat. And apparently this was eight black kids who jumped this guy. And apparently earlier in the day they'd poured milk all over his head. And parents complained to the school administration, and nothing was done. All righty, we're going to take another phone call here. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just wanted to go down the list of some of the stuff that's been going on under the cover of impeachment. You know, we got Project Guardian, the gun sweep on all the people that should have given up the guns. And then Trump's going to, he's going to sign 1.5 million farm workers for amnesty. That was passed in the House. You don't hear nothing about it. None of this stuff has been on the news. And then, well, I think that your last caller is talking about how Trump is securing free speech on campus. Laugh out loud. I remember he had that about 4 months ago. He passed a thing that guaranteed free speech on campus. And I knew this was coming. But we'll just see how the universities deal with this. I don't know if there's going to be any pushback on it or not. It's hard to say. But I think one of Trump's greatest assets is his base, the white males. You know, when he went after Megyn Kelly and said that, you know, how she was bleeding from the eyes and her nose and from other places, he really got a lot of white guys on his team because he was one of them. And now there are so many guys out there that hate women over their lifetime, whether they divorced them or screwed them over somehow. And that's how Trump deals with them. That's how he communicates with them. And it's a hard thing to break apart. You know, I don't think his base is going to run on him. I mean, all this stuff that's been going on, you know, the guy's just got the, you know, he's just got the touch. And so unless the economy goes into the dumpster and people really suffer, I don't see, I see Trump's doing four more years and probably somebody else after that. And I wouldn't even vote for Trump even if Hillary comes in, Mike, because, you know, Trump's going to screw the Palestinians big time. That's all coming. I mean, so if you care about the Palestinians, I don't see how you can even vote for Trump, because he's going to give them the green light.
Well, in my case, as was the case in 2016, it's not so much that I'm voting for Trump as I'm voting against Hillary Clinton, because, I mean, she, that whole family is so unbelievably corrupt, and, you know, she's obviously got the juice to keep the heat off of her. We know that the Clinton Foundation does not actually qualify to be a tax-free 501c3, and yet nobody from the Internal Revenue Service has gone over there to say, we need to revoke your tax-exempt status, and you, the Clintons, are now personally liable for all the taxes on all this money you've collected. I mean, the Clintons are untouchable, and you need to ask yourself, why? What is it they are to the national security structure where they can get away with all of this corruption and all of this murder and this attempt to steal the 2016 election, and certainly to rig the primaries and not have anything happen to them? Because to me, that makes them far more dangerous to the country than Donald Trump is.
I'll beg to differ. I beg to differ. Donald Trump is attacking our constitutional rights with red flag laws, telling us what we can say. And if you can't see that, well, geez, Mike, I don't know. I just, Trump is way more dangerous than the Clintons. Way more. The only reason why the Clintons are getting beat up on is because they took money from countries that don't allow Jews in their country. They took money from the Arab Emirates, and that just flipped the Jews out. You know, so that's all that is. Their money, they take money from the Jews' enemies. That's why the Clintons Foundation is getting beat up. They're probably, you know, no different than any other foundation.
Nobody's touching them. Nobody's touched the Clinton Foundation. Nobody's investigating it. Nobody's auditing it. They're immune.
Well, whether it's hard to say whether it's legal or not. I mean, there's millions of foundations out there. And I think what they did is they ticked off the people that don't like the Arabs. She took money from the United Arab Emirates and all those other countries over there that don't recognize Israel. That's what she did wrong with that foundation. You know? Okay, well, thanks, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. I mean, the bottom line is that to qualify for a 501c3, 51% of the money that you collect and raise must be used for charitable purposes, and the Clinton Foundation doesn't even come close. The amount of money they've actually spent on any kind of charitable work is in the single digits. They use Clinton Foundation money to pay for Chelsea's wedding. They collected a huge amount of money supposedly for Haitian relief following the big earthquake. And what they did instead is use that money to buy up prime Haitian real estate for resort development. And we know all about the dead bodies list. We know about the fact that Hillary may have actually been committing espionage with the use of that private email server. So I'm sorry. Trump is incompetent, but Hillary is dangerous, and that's just the way that I see it. Okay, so the phone lines are open, and we're coming up here on another commercial break in a minute. Now, down in the Southern California city of Claremont, they have the Holy Family depicted as being held in cages at the U.S. border, which is sparking a huge amount of controversy and conversations over the Trump immigration policies, forgetting that it was the Obama administration that started this whole program of separating children from the adults coming across the border. And everybody's out there saying, well, this is about perseverance against cruelty. This has got nothing to do with cruelty. This has to do with people who are breaking our laws by stepping across that border. That's what it's about. We'll be right back after these few words.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gets you need five drowning corvettes, $4 guests, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear moment documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the economic news, about immigration, about homelessness here. And we are now hearing reports of a second major annual conference that used to go to San Francisco every year. They have now decided from now on they're going to go to Las Vegas. Now, the company is based in Redwood City, which is right next to San Francisco. But because of all the poo in the streets, the discarded drug needles, and the human filth and the steak, Open World, which is this annual conference put on by tech giant Oracle, is now shifting to Las Vegas and will hold all their conventions there for the foreseeable future. Now, here's a really good one. Over in Seattle, they were going to have this little conference, if you will, an annual conference on solving homelessness. Oh my goodness, we've got to solve homelessness. Sounds like a really good idea. How are they going to do this? Well, it turns out the Seattle leaders have hired a transgender stripper to basically grind on the conference attendees. I guess they think that somehow this will inspire and motivate them to come up with good ways to solve the homeless problem. I think most Seattleites can probably think that it's kind of a waste of tax money. Anyway, over in Virginia, there are 18 new sanctuary counties leading to a total of 77 gun sanctuaries across Virginia. Governor of the state is out there saying, let the National Guard force counties to honor the gun control. So they're talking about calling out the National Guard on the citizens of Virginia who refuse to go along with these violations of the Second Amendment. Now, the National Guard, for its matter, has come out on out and said, well, it's not really appropriate for them to get involved in this kind of issues. This has to be solved at the federal level. So somebody wrote this really cool open letter. It's in Health and Money News. To a free citizen of the sovereign state of Virginia, if you, my Virginian friend, are indeed serious about standing against the proposed tyranny of those whom a majority of your fellow citizens have seen fit to install as the arbiters of your liberty, this is assuming they won the election honestly, which has not been the pattern lately, then you have chosen a righteous or perilous course. Much of the nation is watching what is unfolding in your state. What you are attempting is no small thing and should not be undertaken lightly. Quite simply, you're telling your rulers you will not comply. They are not used to such effrontery by commoners, and be certain they are not amused. And basically, the rest of the letter is a warning saying that, if this leads to violence, remember, killing people is something the government is really, really good at. Not very good at building bridges or repairing bridges. They're not very good at keeping the dams running. They're not very good at keeping the trains running on time here. But by golly, they're really good at blowing other people's heads off. Apparently, up in New York, a consumer group has declared that Nerf guns represent assault-style toy weapons. Now, this is basically a compressed air gun that shoots a foam dart every time the user pulls the trigger, and it's already being declared, it's an assault-style toy weapon. Ooh, bad assault-style weapon. It's a Nerf gun, for crying out loud. Also up in New York, there's a bill working its way through the state legislature would require all public colleges and universities in the state to make abortion medication available to students paid for with taxpayer funds. Now, here's an interesting little story, because there is this guy who forced his date to take an abortion pill. And he's being charged with murder. Well, whatever happened to that, it's only a blob of protoplasm that the woman can get rid of anytime she wants. Because I'm sensing a little bit of a double standard here in the approach. And that's been kind of my complaint about it all along, that it's always, you know, it's the woman's choice. It's the woman's point of view. Husbands don't have anything to say about it. Boyfriends don't have anything to say about it. Fathers don't have anything to say about it. If it's the woman who kills off the unborn child, it's just a blob of protoplasm. If it's the guy who gives the girl a pill, a morning after pill, we're talking about the cells even haven't even had time to differentiate yet, then it's declared a murder and he's in legal trouble. I think it needs to be one set of rules for everybody, and stop trying to think that you can engineer away the world's problems with biased, unfair laws. It just does not work that way. Okay, we're going to be taking another break here for commercials. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back. Just as soon as the music starts, which should be right about now. There it is.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in
New York. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, there's a very alarming article over here, and it has to do, this is in the Daily Mail over in Great Britain. And we have noted of late this tendency for these transgender clinics and doctors to just start transitioning children, little tiny kids here. And according to new research, okay, up to 25% of these children being treated at transgender clinics may simply be autistic. And it's being misdiagnosed as gender dysphoria. So these attending gender identity clinics are many times more likely to show signs of autism than the population at large. So last night, critics said the figures called into serious question the practice of affirming a young person's chosen gender and putting them forward for potentially irreversible medical treatment without a thorough examination of their psychiatric condition. Well, I think that would definitely be a very important thing to do, because I think anybody, I have to be very honest, people going along with this, you know, transgender transformation of children, they got to be crazy. I mean, to me, this is a form of child abuse. Now, when the child grows up, reaches adulthood, and they themselves, of their own free will, says, I want the doctor to whack my pee-pee off and turn me into a girl, that's one thing. But you know, these parents, these adults who are out there saying, "Oh, I know that little Johnny really wants to be a girl." That's child abuse in my mind. Absolutely. So, alrighty, down near New Zealand, there has been a major eruption of what is called the White Island volcano. And this volcano does erupt on a regular basis. If you go to Google Earth and you go on down to White Island, and then you use that little time slider they have at the top there, and you'll back up and you'll see other times when it has erupted. But this one was pretty bad, and basically it was a huge, huge eruption. A lot of people got killed, a lot of people still succumbing to their injuries. Apparently at one point they lost a helicopter that landed and couldn't take off. Meanwhile, the tour company that organized this trip to the New Zealand volcano is facing a 750,000 pound fine and a £1 million compensation bill, as experts say that the Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines could be sued in the United States. So apparently there was an organized tour company that sent people over to this volcano and didn't understand it was just about to erupt. All right, Harvey Weinstein is back in the news. He has reached a $47 million settlement, which will wipe the civil slate clean. And basically, according to the Wall Street Journal, Harvey Weinstein, his former associates, insurers, and accusers have all reached a nearly $47 million tentative settlement of all the civil cases pending against him, about $25 million of which will compensate women who've accused the Hollywood producer of sexual misconduct. Now, under the terms of the agreement, and this is going to probably make you very sick, Weinstein and his former associates don't have to admit wrongdoing. And even better for Weinstein, the bulk of the settlement money will be paid not by him, but by his insurance policies, including those held by his former studio. So this guy basically is walking out of court. He doesn't have to admit he did wrong, and he doesn't have to pay the settlement. Boy, talk about, you know, a justice system that is clearly broken. And I know I'm going to get emails saying, well, he's lost his career, hasn't he suffered enough? I lost my career back during the Vince Foster case. I've suffered enough. Anyway, let's get back to the Boeing 737 MAX. Boeing has really messed up. Apparently, the FAA analysis showed there was a flaw in the 737 MAX that would likely result in a fatal crash every 2 to 3 years, but the FAA allowed the planes to carry on flying months before the second accident. It's only a bunch of tourists and everything. The FAA calculated that the Boeing 737 MAX could crash 15 times and kill 3,000 people, but refused to revoke its certification. Meanwhile, Boeing is facing a $3.9 million fine for installing faulty parts on 737 aircraft. And the FAA said that Boeing did not sufficiently oversee its suppliers to make sure they complied with its quality assurance system. And again, Michael Crichton had a book out called Airframe. It'll never be made into a movie, but it is definitely worth reading. And it is about the way these issues are handled at the airline companies. FAA said Boeing was made aware of the issues by suppliers and still certified the jets as airworthy, which proved not to be the case. Well, now the situation has changed dramatically. Boeing could suspend or even cut output of the 737 MAX planes, with a pause in production seen as the most viable option after the two deadly crashes. And in part, this has been brought about by investors in Boeing who are getting tired of all the rosy predictions, and it's going to be fine, and it's going to be back in the air, none of which have come to pass. And a lot of people are very, very concerned that Boeing used to run its aviation business kind of in two separated areas. One was the civilian product, which had a high quality assurance program and made sure the planes worked really well. Then there was the military side, which tended a little bit more to be, shall we say, cutting corners and value engineering. And that over the last several years, Boeing has kind of merged the management structure of both those two divisions. So now they're basically building the 737 MAXs with the same care that they used to build their military aircraft, which, by the way, if you look at it, military aircraft are not expected to have a long lifetime. Because they are going into combat. They're not expected to run up a lot of times on that old Hobbs meter here. All righty. There is a new scam out there. And apparently this one involves the interception of email and the spoofing to make the email look like it comes from like your boss or supervisor at work who tells you, I need you to go on out and buy some gift cards for me. And so the unsuspecting user goes and buys the cards. He spends cash for it. The cards are then sent off to wherever they're supposed to go. And then the victim finds out that it wasn't really their boss or supervisor who needed the gift cards. And worse, the cards have now vanished into the postal system. And gift cards are a great way to launder money. So you got to be very, very careful. I mean, there are more scams than legitimate calls on my cell phone. That's just the state of the warning here. All right, the FBI has arrested three men accused of running a $722 million cryptocurrency fraud scheme that allegedly defrauded thousands of investors. And it's one of the reasons why I steered clear of crypto schemes. The crypto space seems to attract some of the most unscrupulous promoters, and people who are looking for quick gains often get suckered into costly arrangements that may not be legitimate. And yeah, if it looks too good to be true, it generally is. So this FBI investigation has led to the Department of Justice arresting an indictment of three Americans who stand accused of running this $722 million crypto scheme. And apparently the men are charged by indictment with conspiracy to offer and sell unregistered securities, which is apparently the new definition. Another scam that was out there you need to be aware of. A guy was in the middle of selling his old home and buying his new home, and somebody got on in and spoofed an email from the title company as to where he was supposed to send the money to secure the title. Then a week later, he gets a phone call from the real title company. The money has disappeared. And in this case, fortunately, the title company stepped up to help him with a down payment on the new place. But, you know, he basically got set back 15 years. And what really angers me is you've got all these FBI agents out there who are so busy trying to bring down the President of the United States of America that they are not looking to get these cyber criminals. Yes, the FBI got these three that had to do $722 million worth of damage before they would be noticed. But we know that cybercrime is completely out of control in this country. Nobody really seems to care. All righty, something else you need to be aware of. It would be very reckless of you to leave your electronics in your vehicle, your tablets and your cell phones, because apparently thieves are now using these little apps that locate Bluetooth portals, and they'll walk around the car until they get a signal, and they'll know, oh, their iPhone, their tablet is right here on the back floor underneath what appears to be an old smelly blanket. And so that's where they'll break into the car. They don't have to break into the rest of the car. They've used the app to locate where your electronics are. Okay. This is one of the reasons why I don't like subscription software is, I've seen this happen before, but this is the latest one. Now, there used to be a company called SecureROM, and it was a really bad digital rights management used by several publishers to protect video games, by which it mostly just annoyed legitimate buyers, got some of those publishers sued, and ultimately made the game unplayable on modern operating systems. And the track record is so bad, you'd kind of have to wonder, why is anybody bothering with this stuff? Because the cyber criminals just blow right past all this stuff. So back in 2010, Disney released the game Tron Evolution. The game was laced with SecureROM and suffered many of the same problems previously described. As an example of how you don't really own what you buy anymore, the game simply bricked when Disney's decided not to renew its SaaS subscription for SecureROM software. In other words, Disney said, you know, we're spending way too much money on this thing, and they just pulled the plug. And everybody who was playing this game all around the world, it simply stopped working. And that can be a real problem when you're using licensing servers at somebody's company. They can just arbitrarily say, well, we're not going to bother with that anymore. Worse, they could go out of business. There was a company that made AV software that was subscription-based. Well, it wasn't really subscription-based, but you had to contact the licensed server to prove you were a valid license holder. And the company went out of business. Now, in this case, the company did the adult responsible thing. They put out installers for all of the applications that did not require the remote license server. And so everybody downloaded and replaced their applications, and they got back to doing some work. But sometimes you look at some of the decisions being made by these companies, and it's all about the bottom line. It's all about the money and the usability of the product or service to the end user, it's just not really considered all that important. You have to wonder with Disney, what were they thinking where they just arbitrarily shut off all of the Tron Evolution games? Now, if they wanted to basically go without SecureROM, I understand that. It was a problematic system. But do like this other company did. Put out a patch for Tron Evolution where it's not using the SecureROM anymore, that it's using something else. Don't just arbitrarily drop it. And I know Disney kind of gets a little bit arrogant. They weren't this way back when Walt was there. But after Walt left, and especially Eisner came on in, Disney's attitude was, we can get away with anything because we're Disney. Which I think for the upcoming Star Wars film, they may get a much-needed dose of humble. But that's the attitude. We're Disney. We can get away with this stuff. No, you can't. People get very, very unhappy when the companies that they have bought these games from all of a sudden just turn them off remotely. What are these people supposed to do? Just go out and buy a new copy of Tron Evolution? I'm sure that's what Disney would prefer happens. Okay, let's see what else we've got here. And another example of how you don't really own what you think you've bought online. This one has to do with iTunes. The age of physical media is dying a slow, painful death. I still like those discs. Sorry, I do. But the convenience offered by digital is simply far too great to be ignored by customers. Well, not me. I generally don't tend to use them. But apparently, Apple can and will delete movies that you bought and paid for without any warning. We're not talking about how you've rented the movie for a fixed interval of time. We're talking about how you bought your own copy of the movie. And apparently what Apple is saying is the owner of that movie, the provider of that movie, has the option of simply pulling it from the platform, at which point unless you found a way to download it and store a local copy, it simply vanishes from your iTunes store. And I don't think this is an appropriate way to be treating the customers either. So that's why I like DVDs and Blu-rays. don't go away. They don't shut down. This idea of the stuff that you've already bought and paid for just quitting without any warning, that's pretty tacky. I think that's very, very, very tacky. All right, we are coming up on our last commercial break for today's show, followed by the last segment of today's show, followed by John Stadmiller's show, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program here on this Monday. And as you've probably already heard, the SpaceX satellite cluster, I'm sorry, the Starlink satellites, are already causing a great deal of upset because they're highly reflective and they're disrupting astronomy. And the case was made where at one of these South American observatories, the satellites coming through the field of view something like 19 times in one night, which just really ruined things. So apparently SpaceX is saying that from now on, Starlink satellites will be treated with a special coating designed to make the spacecraft less reflective and less likely to interfere with space observations. Apparently, the extremely bright coating had to do with keeping the temperature down, and they're saying that in order to have this less reflective satellite, it's going to have to operate a lower degree of power. This, of course, won't solve the problem of the existing constellation of Starlink satellites, which are already up there. And frankly, I think somebody should have been thinking about this before they launched the first one. I think this was a very, very reckless situation. Okay, if you have an older version of the Samsung Smart TV, the BBC iPlayer will quit working. And it's caused by a software glitch. It prevents the BBC's iPlayer streaming service from running on many of the Samsung's smart TVs. Affected owners are being advised to download a software update. But the patch does not work on older models, which will have to wait until next year to get a separate fix. So the BBC has said that it expects thousands but not tens of thousands of screens to be unable to use its catch-up service over Christmas as a consequence. Alrighty, if you're using the Ultimate add-ons for Beaver Builder or Ultimate add-ons for Elementor and have not updated them lately, you are apparently wide open to have your WordPress site hacked. And apparently, hackers have already started exploiting this vulnerability in the wild within 2 days of its discovery in order to compromise vulnerable WordPress websites and install a malicious backdoor for later access. Meanwhile, over in Spokane, Washington, 649 rape kits are awaiting attention. An opioid crisis is raging, and a serial killer is out there running wild who has not yet been caught. Yet the city is going after a pastor who objects to a sexual minstrel show performed for children at the local library. This pastor tried to pray for the kids at a public library drag queen show, and boy, the city of Spokane, they're going to get him, by golly. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here on this Monday and get some things done. I'm trying to get this office finally squared away so I can get Claire here on the microphone on Fridays. So have a good evening. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. And please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need all the help we can get. We've been good little girls and boys this year. You know, why can't we get the same costly toys that the bad little boys and girls get? That's what I want to know. So anyway, we'll be back tomorrow, and aloha, America.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.